Organizing photos and making albums has been a passion of mine for over 25 years. I just love it. I love everything about photos, so much so that we are coming out with a photo organizing program in Organize 365 in early 2020. So enjoy this podcast from the past and look forward to what's coming out soon. Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Okay, this is one of my favoritest weeks of all time. We're going to be talking about organizing your photos and memorabilia. Do not turn the podcast off. I know that this is an overwhelming thought, an overwhelming topic, usually associated with a ton of guilt as to why you haven't done it already, how much it's going to cost, if you have that much time. And I'm not so naive that I think that if I tell you to do this in a week, that all of your photos and memorabilia are going to be done at the end of this week. Not at all. If you even have a plan by the end of this week and everything is in one location, I would be ecstatic because organizing your photos and memorabilia is a huge undertaking and usually takes years. So let's break this down into the different kinds of photo and memorabilia you have, how you can organize it, how you can display it, and how you can get it into the hands of your loved ones. Okay, the first thing we're going to talk about is photos. And to be honest, I print all of my photos. All of my photos are in actual handheld scrapbooks. I don't make digital scrapbooks, and I don't really even organize my digital photos on the computer. My photos are only on the computer for up to 1 year, and then I print them out and I delete them. I know, crazy, right? Like, I don't even have digital photos anymore. But next year, I am actually looking into some digital organization solutions to share with you, because I know most people are not like me and they do have digital photos and they are making digital scrapbooks. So look for those resources on Organize 365 in 2015. But right now I'm going to be talking about real photos, like that you could touch and hold, that are in your hand, that are in boxes, in your parents' attic, in your basement. I don't know. They're all over the place. You know where I find a lot of photos? I find them in the buffets and dining rooms. Crazy, but they're almost always in buffets and dining rooms. So that's the first step. Like, you probably have photos in all different places in your house. So if you can get those all in a big Sterilite tub or a couple of big Sterilite tubs, you know, those plastic tubs that if there were some water on the floor, all of your photos wouldn't be ruined. I mean, that's just step one. Find where they are in the house, put them in some kind of a plastic box, and put them somewhere that's safe. I keep mine in my storage room in the basement. So get all of your photos in one place. And if you have the energy and the time, take out a few photos and make one album. Often when people are making albums, I tell them to make a holiday album. So this podcast is coming out the week of Christmas. It's really easy to find where your Christmas pictures are because they usually have a tree in them that's all lit up and it's on the inside of your house. I know it's funny, but you're also usually wearing green and red. It's so easy to find those pictures in the stack, and then it's pretty easy to put the pictures in order even if they aren't dated on the front or back, because you just find the youngest child and then you look at their teeth. Do they have baby teeth? Do they have big teeth? Are they missing a tooth? And that usually helps you organize the dates of the pictures. I can even do this for people that aren't even my family. Like, I could take their whole box of pictures and I could put the pictures in order, and 95% of the time I'm right. There's usually a picture or two I have in the wrong area, but for the most part, people are amazed that I can put pictures in order. The other thing that you might want to take the time to go ahead and do are the old pictures. If you are lucky enough to have old pictures, like I have some from the 1850s, those are the pictures that you really want to get in albums because they are deteriorating when they're not in a photo safe album. But even more than that, nobody even knows who's in those pictures if it's not written on the back or somebody hasn't told you. So if you could find the stories that go along with those pictures, that is a really meaningful thing to do. Again, a great gift to give for Valentine's Day or for the holidays or an anniversary, anything like that. Next, when you find all these photos, you may run across old home movies or your wedding video. Mine is a VHS tape. Now, if you have something that's older than a VHS tape, I really don't know how to turn that into a DVD. However, I just realized this year that more and more people don't even have DVD players. And one of the things that I have on VHS tape is an hour-long video of my great-grandmother when she was 100 years old. This was 20 years ago, talking about growing up in Ireland. And our family's huge. There are like over 100 of us. And everybody has this VHS tape because my mom made it and she gave it out to all 64 grandchildren. There are a million of us. And so we have a Facebook group and everybody was talking about this VHS tape and how they can't play it anymore. So I said, well, I'll make DVDs for everyone and mail them out. And then I thought, well, number one, that's going to take me forever. But number two, people don't even necessarily have a DVD player. So I got this brilliant idea. I'm actually going to burn it to a DVD, which I've already done. And then I'm going to take the DVD and download it to my computer and upload it to a Dropbox and then give all of my family access to the Dropbox so that they can then pull the video down from the web onto their computer and they will have the digital version. So even though I will transfer things to VHS to DVD, I will also upload it to a cloud so you can just have the file, because that's where technology is going. You know, all these things, photos, videotapes, cassette tapes that I'm going to talk about, our technology is changing so fast that we have to keep moving our technology to the next level so that we don't lose the memory. So the big thing is not to lose the memories. The next thing that I find, I have a couple of these and I had a couple for a client, are audio tapes. So for my client, we had campaign commercials from the 1970s, like the radio commercials that would be on for his campaign because he was a politician. And for me, I have a radio interview from the early 2000s that I did for my book that was published called The ABCs of the Bible by Tommy Nelson. It was published by a traditional publisher in the early 2000s. And I went on and I did a radio interview and we have an audio tape recording of that interview. So I'm going to pull that off of an audio tape into a USB file so that, I don't know, my kids have it and I could store it along with the book. Now, I already told you about digital albums and how I'm going to be helping you with that in 2015, but let's talk about the kids' school papers and artwork. That's another form of memorabilia that you're going to come in contact with. And honestly, every time I get a project to do, I get overwhelmed because the box that is full of kids' school papers and artwork is always so big, or there are multiple boxes. And you sit down and you go, oh my gosh, this is going to take all day or all week, or how are we going to put this in binders? It's just going to take forever. And it only usually takes 2 to 5 hours. Like, yes, it's a whole day, but to take, you know, years worth of kids' papers and artwork and get them into a nice binder that they can flip through in a matter of hours really is miraculous. Now, this is an awesome thing for you guys to do over winter break. If you're listening to this in real time, this is being recorded right as your kids have come home on winter break. They're usually home for 2 weeks. Go ahead and pull out all those bins of school papers and artwork. Have the kids tell you the stories. Have them tell you their favorites and slide them into those page protectors into a binder. Now, when I did this for my kids, they kept looking at their binder and flipping through and looking and looking and looking. And they just loved to see everything they had done and the progression of their work over, you know, the 10 years that they had been alive that I had made their little binders for. And I knew my kids loved it. And I knew I'd made some for clients and their kids loved it. But this fall, I made binders for a family of six. And the mom called me and she said, do you realize that like they've had these binders for a week and there have been three different times where they've said to each other, let's all go look at our binders. And they all go down in the basement and pull out the binders and look at each other's binders. And then it has rekindled some relationships. One of the children binder had pen pal information from the third grade. They had been a pen pal with somebody else. Well, they happen to be in the same high school class together now, the pen pal and the child. And so she went in and talked to that other girl and said, hey, do you remember when we were pen pals? She's like, no, I don't remember at all. And she's like, hey, look at this. Like, we were pen pals. And it was really neat. And they were able to talk about that and just, you know, strengthen their friendship. So your kids really do like the work that they've done. They don't need you to save everything. You don't have to save every phonics paper, math sheet, you know, spelling test. But their artwork and their little handprints and the first time they wrote their name and the first paper they got the A on. They love to see those things, just a sampling of those things, in one binder. That is plenty for them. And once it's in the binder, just like once your photos are in an album, you enjoy it and you go back and you look at it and it has meaning. And it's not just that you're saving it for someday, but you're enjoying it today. So in closing, I just want to say, I know how stressful it is to think about organizing your photos and memorabilia. It's something that you've meant to do for a long time. You think it's going to take a long time, and usually it does. It involves a monetary investment, usually for supplies, or if you have somebody help you with the project, like I would love to help you with the project. You know I would love to help you with the project. But it is a significant time and money investment to get your photos and memorabilia organized. But I am telling you that when you do, nothing will replace the smile that you see on your family member's face when you hand them one of these binders of their school papers and artwork done. Or maybe it's a generation above you or two generations above you. Maybe you have a big event coming up and you're going to give grandma an album of these old photos that have all been organized and the stories have been written down, or give her the album of the photos that are all organized and you're going to write down the stories as she tells them to you. What an investment for your family. What a legacy to leave. And get all of those photos and memorabilia in one place. I hope you got some good nuggets of information on how to get organized in today's podcast. Come on over to organize365.com to check out all the resources and links in today's show. Inside of this podcast, you heard about how I would make custom memory binders of kids' school papers for my clients. That's where the idea for the kids' school organizing binder came from. So now all you have to do is order the kids' school organizing binder, one per child, or some kids might get two, and then insert all of your favorite drawings, artwork, kids' crafts that they've made throughout the school year so that they can flip through those easily, and you can clear out some of that space in your storage area.